It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through the sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen.
David Bowie, a musical genius, perhaps the greatest musical genius, apart from Nathan Cassidy. One of the things I'm particularly inspired about by David was his last music. When he knew he was dying, he had basically a day to death, and that inspired him in many ways to continue to produce such great work. Very inspiring. And, I've always wondered what our lives would be like, how different they would be if we had a date of death as well as a date of birth. We spend our childhoods and much of our adult life acting as if we're not going to die. We watch Neighbours twice a day as a child, you know. My mate the other day watched 3 episodes of Geordie Shore back to back, as if he's not going to die. Is that still available? How does he get Geordie Shore? I don't know. I contrastingly live every day like it's my last. I wake up and I ignore my kids for the whole day. They don't want to hear that Daddy's dying later today, unless it affects their Minecraft or stops my son literally violating himself in front of me, which he did the other day. It's another story. I then come and do this podcast. Then I go to bed thinking, oh, I'm going to die in my sleep with this nagging doubt that I'm not going to die. And tomorrow will just be Groundhog Day, which lockdown is. Apart from in this version of lockdown, a 12-year-old kid sticks his finger up his own bottom in front of you, holds it under his nose and says, I can smell poo, Daddy. While I look on bereft of hope for the future, certainly of homeschool. But I'm not bereft of hope for the future because I live every day like it's my last. I know I'm going to die very soon, before people get their tissues out. This is no time to masturbate. Don't shed too many tears because I'm not sick. Apart from in the sense that my kids call me sick. I'm so old. I've just given myself an arbitrary date of death in my head, one that I've made up. The idea came to me after my daughter, a few years ago now, we were watching the Peter Kay Amarillo video. And I thought, oh, I've made a mistake here, because the Peter Kay Amarillo video, you forget, is basically just an advert for Operation U-Tree. Jimmy Savile's in it. And the worst thing is, she looks at Jimmy Savile and she goes, oh, it's Grandma. I said, Jimmy Savile is not your grandma, even though they do look identical. And then this set her off on a train of thought. She said, oh, Grandma's dead, isn't she? You know, does that mean you're going to die, Daddy? I want to tell the truth, you know. I don't want to lie to my own daughter, but I don't know. I've just noticed with social media and anything else recently, actually lying is impossible to call out, isn't it? You can just lie all the time. Back in the day, back in the 80s, you could easily call out a lie. You just look at someone and say, itchy chin. It's harder now, isn't it? So I just said, no, actually, Daddy's the exception. My daughter, I said, Daddy's the exception. He's not going to die. He's Peter Pan. I don't get old. And so she said, oh, well, you do get old. You're going to get grey hairs. And I said, I'm not going to get grey hairs. That's proof that I'm not going to get old. So ever since then, this was a few years ago now, I've been dyeing my beard where I get grey hairs, just on the bottom of my beard, you know. I have to dye it every day to keep the grey hairs away. It's making me sore. Yeah. Irony is, the lying is giving me an itchy chin. But, Date of Death, you know, I had an idea for a film. It's called Date of Death. It was about Mark and Emily, two people that loved each other very much. And Mark's date of death was one day after Emily's day of death. And you couldn't change the date of death, so the film would be about them doing what they could to give Emily just one more night. And I've just remembered why I wanted to do this. It's because I wanted to use my other musical hero, apart from Bowie, as the soundtrack. Anyway, this is supposed to be about Bowie. One more night. Anyway, you get the idea. That was the idea for the film. And, I don't know. The idea for this was just make your mark before you go, you know? This whole situation has taught us anything. It's that life doesn't go on forever. Welcome to the comedy podcast, and it doesn't. It doesn't go on forever. So it's just trying your best to use that time wisely. And having that day of death in mind, I don't know, may spur you on, like it did for Bowie. There are some people that don't die, of course. And that's the that was my thought process behind this film, this idea, this story. Mark and Emily. Emily's my daughter's name. And Mark is my first name. Mark Nathan Cassidy is my name. And Bowie will never die. And nor will my daughter, Emily. I'm not lying. There's no itchy chin here. She goes on forever. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'll like to come and meet us, but he'll think he'll blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He told us not to blow it, 'cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children lose it, let the children use it, let all the children boogie. Yes, Bowie may never die, but you know what I say, that doesn't stop you completely murdering his songs. Doesn't stop you murdering them, butchering them, because Bowie won't be judged on my performance of these songs, let's hope not anyway. Actually, that's not completely true, is it? Because there will be some people in the world that don't know Bowie. You know, Bowie was never big in their country. This podcast is charting out in Uzbekistan. And they might listen to this. Those people are out in Uzbekistan, they will listen to this and they'll say, well, Bowie doesn't actually sound that good. So if I've done anything today, I've put someone in Uzbekistan off Bowie for life. And that's what I said from the start of this podcast. This is the point of it. In lockdown, try and achieve something every day. And I've achieved something today. Someone in Uzbekistan hates David Bowie, but they love Nathan Cassidy. Thank you, Uzbekistan. Please support the podcast. £5 a month, patreon.com/NathanCassidy. And that is approximately 70,379 Uzbekistani som. Lots of love to you.